I have to believe that if hell really exists, it is filled with cash registers, comment cards, and customer service representatives. In one form or another, I've been working in retail for most of my adult life. In high school, we spent countless hours being warned about the dangers of drugs, alcohol, and unprotected sex, but not one single minute was devoted to warning us about the horrors of working in retail. Some kids grow up dreaming of becoming an astronaut. Others grow up with hopes of fruitful careers in tax law or internal medicine. At this point, all these years later, I'm not sure if I really remember all the things I aspired to be. But I do know that I never said, "Mom, when I grow up, I want to get yelled at all day for just above minimum wage and a mediocre dental plan." For those of you who've never worked retail, the best way to explain it is this. Imagine a big, exclusive club with millions of members that no one wants to be in. But once you're in it, you feel as if no one outside the retail circle can understand the struggles and strife that you endure on a daily basis. For instance, let's say you're at a department store on the day after Thanksgiving. When you go to the counter to pay for your items, you say to the cashier, "Boy, it sure is busy here today." On a good day, you might get a slightly robotic nod, but more than likely, the cashier is imagining different ways to kill you. But if you were to say, "Boy, it sure is busy here today. I work retail too." You're suddenly granted access into a secret society. And if you're lucky enough to get a fairly disgruntled employee, you might even get a discount. But let's get serious here. If you work retail, there's no way you're going to be shopping on Black Friday. You're either already working or smart enough to stay home. It seems like every day now I hear or see the words recession, record high, or economic slowdown. In other words, that sound like bad news for the buying and selling that keeps this ship afloat. When it's getting harder and harder to afford things like gas and milk and other necessities, the retail world is one of the first places to feel the impact. So for every person that chooses to wait for the DVD of the new Vin Diesel film, there is some part-time person in a movie theater whose hours just got cut due to lack of business. So I have a few simple steps you can take to make the retail experience better for you and the employees. 1. Get off your cell phone. I know it's a really, really important call, but the person putting your eco-friendly light bulbs in the bag isn't a robot. Not yet, anyway. 2. Checks. Let me take a moment to speak for all current and former retail workers. The time has come for checks to go the way of the dodo. They take forever to write, and it makes everyone in line behind you go, "Great, I knew this guy looked like a check writer." So here's a novel idea. Use cash. Or if you don't like cash, get a check card. But if you absolutely must continue your check writing lifestyle, for the love of God, please don't balance your checkbook at the counter. You'll thank me later. 3. Be kind. I know it sounds simple and a tad bit hallmarky, but it makes all the difference in the world. And who knows, someday you may need this person's help if you lose a receipt and need to return that food dehydrator that you just couldn't live without. Don't get me wrong, there are aspects of the retail world that I love. The people, the pace, the noise, the ups and downs. It's like nothing else in the world. But I'm reminded of Frank Sinatra's line in New York, New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. Damn right.